You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings. Go to DraftKings.com, use your promo code DNVR. Today's show is also brought to you by Snooze Sleep. Snooze is Snooze and their new Snooze Flip, which is one of the most universal mattresses on the planet. You can customize your sleep experience to fit your needs. One side is soft, one side is firm, and you can flip it to the side that fits your body best. The cover is also reversible with one side up to 5 degrees cooler and cozy warm on the other side. The zippable cover makes the Snooze Flip a true 4-in-1 mattress. I am your host for today, Jesse Montano, alongside my great friend, AJ Haefeli. AJ, it's Monday. It was nice this morning, but it's getting a little gloomy this afternoon. How are you doing today?
You see forecast for this week?
Yeah, it looks horrible.
I'm surprised I haven't seen multiple tweets from you whining about how this is going to be the worst week of your life.
I deleted one yesterday. I was looking at it and I had it half typed out and I was like, you know what? It's only November. I gotta space these out a bit.
You know what's weird is the timing of it getting of the big cold snap here. The night of Friendsgiving happens every year. Happens every year. We get a cold snap on Friendsgiving.
And see, look, doesn't it just make the day worse?
No.
Wrong answer. It does. We'll try again next time though. But yes, no, it definitely does. The cold weather is the worst. It's dark at 4:45, and it seems like the sun is just always in your eyes at like prime commuting times throughout the day.
Yeah, I drive into the game the other day. I went early and It was like 4:30 and it was like the sun was just setting over the mountain. And I was like, come on.
Cause like, an accident.
It's like right in my eyes. I was like, I was like 20 minutes later and I would have been fine. It would have been dark. It would have been behind the mountain. It wouldn't have been like that sharp, like piercing right in my eyes, like
right underneath where your sun visor can get to it.
Yeah.
And it's just the worst.
Oh, dude, Steph is back. Congratulations on getting married. Your wedding looked insane.
Yes, 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 yes.
She hasn't been around for a while because she's been in the process of getting hitched and then going on her honeymoon. So
that's awesome. Huge congratulations. Longtime supporter, was a avid supporter when I was around for the first time. So Steph's a real one. Congratulations. Yeah. Make sure everyone drop her congratulations in the chat.
If you don't congratulate her, you're not a real one and we have to kick you out.
Look, we don't make the rules. YouTube.
I mean, that's just being nice. Just being polite.
It costs nothing to be nice, dude. So I think that, yeah, so there's the feel-good stuff. Steph is the feel-good story. Now let's get to the, I mean, I don't even necessarily want to say the bad stuff for the Avs. It's just becoming like another day at the office for the Avs. Two more injury, or I guess an injury update on Bowen Byram, and then another injury to JT Compher.
Yeah, injury update on Bowen Byram isn't really an injury update. He's in concussion protocol. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and the unfortunate part with that is that you do kind of get into the that is the timeline. Jared Bednar's actual quote today was, he's in the protocol. He will be back when he feels better.
Yeah. Straight
up.
Could
be tomorrow. Could be 6 weeks from now. Like, honestly.
Like, when he feels better, he'll be back. And that's such bullshit for a guy who was really quietly had put himself into the Calder conversation. I don't know if it was going to stay there. I don't have any faith that it was going to be a serious push, just because on this defense, you know, he was going to have too many guys around him that was going to make it tough. But his play had justified being in that conversation through the first 10 games of the season. And so it is a really big loss. Once again, no Byram. And you know, you always wonder when guys get hurt. Especially because it didn't look like, you know, last year when it was Keegan Kolasar and he left his feet and he kind of smashed his melon into the boards, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But that one didn't look as bad. And so being back here, you know, it's just the unpredictability of injuries. It just sucks, man. It really does. Well, it sucks for him.
And then especially because everyone was feeling good, because that next day he's back at practice, full participant. He's flying around.
He said he was feeling good. Everything was fine. You know,
Bednar
was like, hey, he feels good. We'll see how it goes.
And Bednar said he was going to be reevaluated after that practice. Everything seemed to go great. And then that next morning at morning skate,
yep.
Byram not on the ice. And that was when Bednar told everyone, woke up this morning, not doing great. So I'm seeing some stuff in the chat about how do you pronounce it? Obey Kubel. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to some of the Nicholas line combinations. Obey Kubel. We're going to get to the line combinations and stuff. But first, we do want to talk a little bit about JT Compher. Jared Bednar said after the game on Saturday that he wasn't doing well, that it appeared to be some type of lower body. He pulled something is what he said. He's not at practice. JT Compher's not at practice today. And then Jared Bednar says that he's going to be out approximately a month. So this kind of sounds like the same prognosis as McKinnon, 3 weeks, give or take. Are you kind of reading that the same as using that with that verbiage for Compher?
Yeah, I mean, he's a month. All right. We'll see you in a month.
So let's pause here and talk about Compher. A lot of his points have come on special teams, but especially after a disappointing last year. Honestly, man, like, gotten out to a really good start for him and a start that he needed, regardless of how you want to qualify the points.
A start that the Avs needed.
Yeah. Seriously.
I mean, he's been their leading power play scorer. He had been hugely, he'd been the one of the only reasons that their offense was afloat while they were having all these other issues.
Yep. Yeah, so, in those early games.
Yeah, while their top line, you know, this guy's out of the lineup, this guy's in the lineup, this guy's out of the lineup. You know, Compher was the only guy that was producing some points there for a little while. He was the only reason that they were even competitive in some games.
Yeah.
Because of his production. So it's crazy how fast this stuff happens, because this was a guy who was buried on their fourth line last year and sort of an afterthought. And, you know, I think had he had the year last year that was expected of him, he might be the guy sitting in Seattle right now, struggling through an awful lot of problems.
Yeah.
and now he's, you know, he's just been such an important guy for them early on this year. And like, and in such a classic JT Compher way too. Like,
yeah,
he's getting his head kicked in analytically and he's producing points, but the points are not coming, all of them at 5v5. So it's like caveat here, caveat there, but it's like, also he's producing points.
Right.
It's one thing for Darren Helm to have one even strength point and two shorthanded points where you're like, probably isn't going to continue.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, Compher has even strength points. He's got points. He's got 6-on-5 points. He's got 5-on-6 points. He's got 5v5 points. He's got 5v4 points. He's got 4v5 points. Like, he has contributed to so many different situations that the nitpicking over the 5v5 stuff, it's not like one or two points here. We're talking like 10 points.
Well, I was going to say, so he's currently sitting at five goals, 4 assists through 12 games. And honestly, I maybe even overqualified the points a little bit. Only 3 of those are power play points. So I mean, he's got 9 points. So yeah, it makes up a third of his overall point total. But to your exact point, AJ, it's really not to the level that a lot of people are making it seem, especially when you bump it up against last year. He's 10 goals, 8 helpers through 48 games. So he was already at half of his production for all of last season through 12 games this year.
Well, and he's not the only one, you know, like I know that we are talking about Compher right now, but like Logan O'Connor has 6 points this year.
Yeah.
Which is basically his entire career up to this point in points. He's replicated in 12 games.
Yeah.
I don't need to make fun of anybody right now, man.
No, when
the units work, the units work, fam.
He's Logan O'Connor is actually already at a career high in points.
Oh, yeah.
For this season. Yeah. Previous high was 3 goals, 2 assists for 5 points. He's at 3-3 for 6 to start this season. So let's switch over to Logan O'Connor. You know, I know there's a couple guys that you could make the argument for, and obviously Nazem Kadri is the obvious one. Alex Newhook, who is, you know, maybe being looked at as one of the top 6 centers of the future. Not maybe. He is being looked at to be a top 6 center of the future. Now, if he gets there, is kind of the... That's in his hands. But Logan O'Connor was skating on the top unit today with Gabe Landeskog and Mikko Rantanen at practice in JT Compher's absence.
Not at
one thing. One thing to note here. Yep. Was Mikko Rantanen is being slotted in at that center position for now. Obviously, we've seen them do it even with Nathan MacKinnon in the lineup. That top line always has a little bit of juggling of who's actually at center, you know, on the shift. A lot of the times that switch, it's situational for faceoffs and they end up kind of evening out. But AJ, let's get to Mikko at center, but let's start with your thoughts on Logan O'Connor on that top line.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. It's a really interesting alignment that they just, and I think it speaks a lot to how well Kadri has played.
Yep.
That away from those guys, that they're like, hey, we don't want to put Nazem Kadri in between these two guys right now, because he is carrying a different line offensively with 14 points in 12 games. I mean, I'm not expecting this to keep up for Kadri across an entire season. Come on,
right?
It would be like a 90 point year if that happened,
right?
Which would obliterate anything he's ever done in his career. But there's no doubt that the guy, the glacial freeze that he had offensively last year, where he had like 1 goal in 20 games and only like 3 assists, that's in the rearview mirror. You know, it's not to say it doesn't ever happen again, but Kadri has carried offensively his line, and so I think that's where Bednar is saying, hey, we're gonna try and keep that going. He wants one of his lines with Nichushkin, Kadri, and Burakovsky. It's only been 2 games, but they look worlds better now that Nuke is back.
Yeah,
and he's kind of filling that role that he fills with you know, the puck retrieval and kind of doing the dirty work and some of the heavy lifting there, and playing himself into an expensive contract, to be honest. He's like, that line, you keep that line together and then find a solution on your top line. Now, Alex Newhook's had two really good games, but it's also been two really good games.
Right.
So it's you know, you're like, you're kind of forced into a situation where you're like, hey, he's got momentum right now. Keeping him in the position where they can continue to pick spots and put him in advantageous positions.
I'm talking about Newhook.
Yes.
Yes.
Is probably the smart play here.
Yeah.
And because of all this, like, you're not going to put Jost up there. You want to continue on with these guys in roles that they're comfortable with, roles that they've excelled in, instead of just throwing a guy to the wolves and say, good luck, pal.
Yeah.
You know, and Logan O'Connor, you know, I don't think that the scoring pace continues, mm-hmm. but I do think that the way that he's played, the high effort, the high energy, the physicality, the aggressive forechecking and all of that, like, that's all good. That's all going to continue.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all going to continue. So
that's the type of guy that you are interested to see, like, okay, what does the little bit bump in ice time do for him? Cause you have that conversation a lot with guys, and you usually see with guys who are traded or signed free agent contracts. Oh, he'll get top 6 minutes here, and suddenly he's going to become a 30 goal guy. And it's like, no, what's interesting about Logan O'Connor is that effort stays there. He's got the speed. He's got a really nice shot when he has a chance to get it off. He's got a heavy shot. He's going to be someone to be interesting to see what he does with more ice time, because that effort has stayed so consistent.
Yeah. And like, moving Rantanen into the middle is interesting, just because Landeskog is always kind of
right,
like, moonlighted there a little bit.
Yeah.
So that it's interesting. It's interesting that that's the solution, that mm-hmm. that's what they want to do with Mikko. Good. I'm good with it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's like a really obvious solution for them.
Right.
So for them to just, they're like, look, try stuff. I'm good with this. This is fine with me. I mean, with no comfort, and you end up with Jost and Newhook and Abe Kubel. That's a really interesting group, mm-hmm. depending on which version of Abe Kubel you get.
Yeah.
Because if you get the one from this year and last year, you're going to have a problem on your hands.
Yeah.
You're going to get a penalty machine that doesn't do anything, except just piss you off and frustrate you and put your team in bad spots.
Yeah.
If you get the one from his rookie year, you get the one from 2 years ago, you're getting a guy, you're getting a guy who fits your skating mold. Like, you, mm-hmm. he moves well, but he's really physical. He's built like a tiny little tank.
Yeah.
And he gets up and down the ice really well, but he's really, really physical. He's a wide load of a dude. When he skates backwards, he's got to make beeping noises to let everybody know. Like, he's a big guy. He's a really physical guy. And I think that's going to be helpful for them. He's got a little bit of skill, not tons.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be, which version do they get? Yeah, like, which version are they going to get here? The guy that shot 14% in his rookie year is probably asking a little too much. That was a guy that was on pace for like a 40-point season.
Yes.
not looking for that.
Yeah.
But also not the guy that fell out of favor really quickly in Philly last year, and then this season, as they claimed guys like Zach McEwen in part because Abe Kubel had fallen out of favor with that coaching staff.
Yeah.
So you're talking, which like, there's a reason a guy's on waivers, right?
Right.
Like, there's a reason. This was not a situation where the Avs got Matt Nieto a few years ago,
where everybody put a claim in on.
Yeah.
On
where there were 20 claims on a guy who was a legit NHL player, and everybody knew that, but the team that he was on just didn't have space. They had too many NHL guys at the time.
Yeah.
That Sharks team was just a touch too deep for their own good. And everybody knew it. Everybody just kept waiting. This is not that.
Right.
This is a guy that has fallen out of favor and whose play has taken a big, big step back. So, you know, they're really hoping that they get a guy from a couple of years ago, but a different coaching staff, a change of scenery candidate, all of that goes in their favor. So you guys keep asking this question and the answer is going to be no, especially while they're going through injury issues. If they're ever are fully healthy, maybe they consider it at some point, but no.
Yeah.
He's not even playing.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't get what there's no need to. Yeah. Beat guys up when they're not even playing. I want to come back to, the line shuffling a little bit, and Abe Kubel, but we are going to need to remind you guys, this is a DNVR Avalanche podcast brought to you by DraftKings. Sure. Head on over to DraftKings, use promo code DNVR. We're also brought to you by Breckenridge Brewery. Breckenridge Brewery is the official beer of DNVR, with their beer and seltzer being sold right here in the bar. We have so many of their beers on tap. I'm still learning the exact number. So, I mean, it's everything here is good. I mean, we've got the Avalanche, the Strawberry Sky, the Vanilla Porter. I'm usually having a Bronco beer while we're doing this show. But honestly, guys, you can find them anywhere. I believe it's all in the lower 48 now. Is that correct, AJ?
Yeah.
Breckenridge now available anywhere in the lower 48 United States. I know we have some of our Canadian friends that can find them every now and then, but they have something for everyone. Make sure to check them out. And when you get down to the bar, check them out there as well. Also brought to you by Green Mountain Dental Group. We've had several of our DNVR listeners switch over to Green Mountain Dental Group over the past few years and make them their permanent family dentist. Those listeners have personally reached out to us and let us know how great their experience was and thank us for leading them to such a wonderful practice. There's honestly nothing more rewarding than hearing from our listeners. So please continue to tell us about your experience if you've made the switch. If you don't know, Green Mountain Dental Group is located in Lakewood. They're the best damn family-owned dentist in the metro area, and they are extreme Colorado sports fans just like us. I am actually making the switch over to Green Mountain Dental, heading over there to have some just very routine cleaning and stuff like that done here shortly. So I'm looking forward to sharing my experience right here on the show. Let's get to the second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast, again brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Head on over to DraftKings.com and use promo code DNVR. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app as well. Again, use that promo code DNVR. Bet $1 on either team. A little bit of an outdated read here. must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. As always, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Sorry, we're getting these reads updated, so I had to fumble a little bit there. But yeah, period two, Jesse Montano, AJ Hayfley. So let's get back to a little bit of this roster shakeup here. Yeah, thanks. How much of this, too, you know, we talked about Kadri staying on that same line. They're plugging in Abe Kubel on that third line with Jost and Newhook. How much of this also, AJ, do you think is just Jared Bednar trying to find any level of consistency in this lineup? You've had a couple games that have gone well. Why shake everything up completely when you can kind of plug and play a couple guys?
I think that's a big part of it, man. You also have a fourth line that Jason Megna has been completely passable as a fourth line center this year. Mm-hmm. The other day I was having a conversation on Twitter before the game and it was like, he's been fine.
Yeah.
I'd love to sit here and be like, Jason Magna sucks. And like, he's obviously a replacement level player, but he's not hurting them. It's funny to me that he picked up his first point the other day on a play where a puck hits him. Not even like he doesn't make a play. A puck bounces off of his stick and Sam Girard picks it up and makes a dope play to Newhook for the goal. And that's how he picks it up. But Megna had a great shift. It was a good, like, he had a good, he had a great shift. Jost had a great shift. They did a great, like, that whole sequence leading up to the goal was great. And when we eventually do our plays of the week show this week, that goal, I will tell you that goal will be on it. We'll talk about it. The consistency, I think, is important because we've seen that outside of taking too many penalties, we've seen Darren Helm starting to get a little more comfortable.
Yep.
We've seen Kiefer Sherwood. Look, he's been on the positive side of things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to come in and you're not going to score and you're not going to be particularly dangerous, you're not going to do much, don't give up scoring chances.
Yeah.
Don't give up shots on goal. Don't be on the ice when the other team has one of their better shifts of the game. Don't give the coaching staff reason to sit you. And for Kiefer Sherwood, it's mostly been mission accomplished.
Yeah.
So they're getting by right now with those guys. It's and if Newhook can continue this, because obviously, hey, it's been two games. But if Newhook can continue to at least be dangerous, I'm not expecting him to score every game.
Right.
But if he can continue to be dangerous, if they can create, if Abe Kubel can help them out and really fit with them, like, that third line is going to be just fine. You know, Jost needs to find his way to some points. 2 points in 11 games, we're back to this again, you know? And it's funny because I can think of three really nice plays he's made off the top of his head that created scoring chances where guys, including Jason Megna, just didn't finish, but turned into positive things for the team. You know, Jost is the one that wins. He wins the 1v2 battle along the boards that creates the Newhook goal. Without that, you know, it's if Jost just loses that battle and they fly up the boards, that goal never happens. He wins that battle and he bought enough time. So,
well, and the thing with Newhook too is
you need points. Like, you have, at some point, man, you need production, especially
a
guy like Confer goes out. You're really, I mean, your whole fourth line, you're into your bag now of you've got, you know, a guy from waivers and two AHL fill-ins for you in your forward core for the foreseeable future. You need your regulars like a Jost to start putting in some points. Like, it's time. Right. You got to start chipping in some here.
Well, and to your point, you're not going to expect Newhook to be scoring a goal every game, but what you do want to keep seeing from I think his second game was better than his first, and he's doing the things that he needs to do. If you look at that goal that he scored the other night and then the goal that he had in the playoffs last year, they're almost in identical positions, and he's getting himself to the right spot on those plays where he's got goals in the NHL, and that's what he needs to continue to do. Trust in a guy like Tyson Jost to go out and dig those pucks out. And then again, we're going to see with Abe Kubel, he's supposed to be an energy guy. He's supposed to be a guy that plays physical. And like you said, he's kind of like a little mini tank, right? Is he going to be digging those pucks out and redistributing? And if Alex Newhook can keep his feet moving and keep getting to the right place, maybe that's where some of that production comes from on that line as well. Just when you're talking about, you know, you talked about Helm starting to get his legs under him a little bit. That third line looked like it had a little bit of chemistry in this last game. And then again, just adding Nichushkin back in on that second line, in addition to what Kadri is doing, why are you going to start shaking all that stuff up if you have finally, for the first time this season, found a little bit of gel? I don't think it hurts at all to reward a guy like Logan O'Connor, who, look, at least from the effort standpoint, and now some of the production has come with it in the last few games. Reward that guy with an opportunity. This is a guy who talked the other night about his confidence growing. You don't think walking into the locker room this morning and seeing the blue jersey hanging from his stall isn't a huge confidence boost for a guy like that?
It's gonna do wonders. But now that you're the thing with LOC is now that you're on the first line, don't change anything.
Yeah, 100%.
Do what got you there. I'm genuinely just not expecting like a first line player to just materialize out of LOC, right?
Right.
He's just, come on. But he's in that position for a reason, and it's because of his consistent effort, is because of the consistent work ethic. And I do like this. To me, this is what the system should look like when it works. You know, yeah. you reward Alex Newhook for playing really well in the AHL. He comes up, his confidence is riding high. He plays well for you in place of Sampo Ranta, whose confidence had tanked and didn't do anything in 10 games.
Yep.
You know, you have LOC who starts out lower in your lineup. Confidence is riding high. He's playing the most consistent and the best he ever has. You're having injury issues. You put him up on that top line and see how it goes. You're rewarding guys for playing well. You're rewarding guys for doing things the right way. And you're giving them more looks, more opportunities, more ice. This is how this should look consistently, not with the random bizarro decisions of every NHL coach where they eventually will make one where you're just like, I don't get it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and to your point of like, you're not expecting a sudden, you know, first line center, first line winger to come out of him.
Come on.
But if he can continue to do the things that have made him so successful and have got him as much attention as he has this season, he's playing with a couple guys who are going to be able to, like, if he's still digging pucks out, creating opportunities for other guys, winning races, winning board battles, like he is going to pick up some points because he's just playing with a couple better finishers than he ever has in his career.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good opportunity for him to add something else to his game. And that when Nathan MacKinnon and JT Compher eventually do come back, now you have another guy who has shown that he's got maybe a little bit more upside down in your lineup. And someone put it in the chat earlier. If you can even find a marginal level of success with Logan O'Connor on this top line, obviously when you have major absences in your lineup, just how much better does his contract look? You know what I mean? Like this is just a free space on your bingo card at that point. Like, yeah. And I love what you said there, man. Like, for a fan base that has talked for so long about how the Avs don't follow that process very well, I think this year has been a really good start for them in terms of rewarding guys, giving guys legitimate looks, sending guys back when they need to and letting them play big minutes and then rewarding them with a call up when they go down there and perform.
The big thing is it's easy to see what they're seeing. Cause in the past it's always kind of just been like, well, they're just sort of choosing guys. Like they've already pre-chosen them.
Right.
And what's actually happening in the AHL is irrelevant to what's going on. Cause we forget Martin Kaut got 6 games and he didn't start the season here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went down and he played well for the Eagles and then he was here and like, it was okay. It needs to be better for him to stick long-term, but like Sherwood, like Megna, like not hurting them any. Bad things weren't happening, and that's your fear when you get guys from the AHL is that you're going to get guys that just can't hang, guys that drag you down. And the Avs, I think, have gotten a little bit lucky this year in that they just haven't had a lot of that. They haven't had those guys just getting obliterated every night. Right. You know, Ranta was kind of the only one, and his last couple of games, at least shot metric wise, like went better. They went a little bit better. Things had started to turn in a better direction for him. And some of that I'm sure is like, he was playing next to Kadri and here and there. And he was in a lot of different situations where they were just trying anything to get something good out of him. But with where they are right now, I mean, I think consistency would be great. Obviously, stop losing a guy every game would help. But yeah, consistency would be great. To answer a question from the chat, yeah, Francois would be allowed a conditioning stint.
Yep.
The rules in the NHL are really rigid, and it's been a few years since it's been relevant for the Avs, so I don't actually remember what they are. So I should probably dig those up, but I'm pretty sure he would be allowed a conditioning stint.
Yeah, I mean, Carey Price did one a couple years ago. Zach Parise did one a couple years ago. So they would definitely be able to do that to some extent. I do also want to say, you mentioned Martin Kaut. I did see him around the rink yesterday. So there was a Martin Kaut sighting, obviously not on the ice, but he is out there. He is still hanging around the team. DNVR Avalanche podcast brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app. Use promo code DNVR. We're also brought to you by Snooze Sleep. This is one of our sponsors that I think I am most excited about. I hate my mattress that I have right now, so this is one that I'm really excited to dig into what Snooze has to offer. Don't stress shopping through hundreds of beds online. Snooze Flip has all the features in one, and they will ship it straight to your door. Again, we talked about it at the top. The Snooze Flip is one of the most universal mattresses on the planet. You can customize your sleep experience to fit your needs. One side is soft, one side is firm. Firm, Rudo, if you're out there listening. You can flip it from one side to the next and find the one that fits your body the best. The cover is also reversible with one side up to 5 degrees cooler and nice, cozy, and warm on the other side. It also has a zippable cover that makes the flip a true 4-in-1 mattress. And the mattress expands further than most. This is a big trend amongst, you know, you see it on social media all the time now. Everyone's shipping beds straight to your door, but this one expands faster than most of them. You can be sleeping on your new mattress, same day of delivery. There's a YouTube video of Ali and RK from our DNVR family unpacking theirs, so make sure you go check it out.
I will not be also making a YouTube video of me unpacking mine.
No? No. Just you're just going to do it like Paranormal Activity style, and just a live stream of you sleeping all night, see if anything happens.
Not doing that either, because something's gonna happen and then I'll never sleep again.
Because you know, something will happen. That's actually always been a fear of mine. Of like, it's like, oh, that'd be interesting to see what's going on. It's like, whatever's happening while I'm sleeping, I'd probably just rather just let that happen without my knowledge.
Yeah, that's one of those nights where you accidentally swallow a spider in your sleep and don't realize it.
That's actually worse than there being a ghost in your basement.
Is that worse? I don't know how to measure those.
Well, I mean, the ghost hasn't messed with you at all yet. If you do have a ghost in your basement, you're having a hard time sleeping, try out Strava Craft Coffee. I don't know about you guys, but anything get delivered to me, I'm all for. What's even better is CBD infused Strava Craft Coffee. It's the ultimate gift this time of year. If you have friends, loved ones, or colleagues that suffer from migraines, joint pains, if they have IBS, like our friend Brendan, you must give them some CBD-infused coffee. It ships straight to their door, and they will absolutely thank you. Strava is now giving our listeners 25% off their entire purchase when you use the code DNVR25. That's 25% off your entire order at StravaCraftCoffee.com when you use promo code DNVR25 at checkout. I actually got some of this for an old roommate of mine, huge coffee drinker, and he had joint and back pain. When I wasn't with DNVR, I actually did use this promo code, had some ordered for him, and it seriously made a difference. It became his go-to every morning when he was getting up, getting going, and he really did feel like it made a difference for him. So I'm a big believer in Strava. We are also brought to you by Hassel Cattle Company. I'm going to try to get it right this time so that AJ can't make fun of me. But I don't know if you guys have heard, AJ, I think you have. We got Friendsgiving coming tomorrow, but it sounds like turkey is out and beef is in. Hassel Cattle is giving our amazing listeners a holiday special with 15% off your entire purchase. There is nothing better than delicious Wagyu beef as a holiday gift. Serve this up for Thanksgiving and treat your guests right. Send this to family and friends for a unique and unforgettable Christmas gift. And again, they will thank you. Just do all of your holiday shopping through our sponsors and you don't have to get up. They don't have to get up. You can send it right to them. Use a promo code DNVR15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire purchase. Again, that is DNVR15 to receive 15% off your entire purchase. We've got the Wagyu beef burger down here at the bar, and I tried it for the first time last week, and it's for real, y'all. It is for real. The first bite I took, I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good burger. And then every bite after that, I was just under my breath, like, whoa, really good. Eventually, until Hannah looked at me, she's like, are you okay over there? You're like, what are you saying? You keep mumbling after every bite. What's going on? I was like, no, this is just that good. So it's for real. Let's get period three going of the DNVR Avalanche podcast brought to you by DraftKings. head on over to DraftKings Sportsbook, download the DraftKings app, use promo code DNVR. Colorado only, must be 21 or older, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. AJ, the last thing that I kind of wanted to touch on today, Ottawa Senators having some COVID protocol issues. Right now their games have been suspended through November 20th. The Avs are on the road this week. They're in Vancouver on Wednesday. And then they are in Seattle on Friday. I will be in Seattle for DNVR on Friday. AJ will actually be in Dallas next week. So we'll be bringing you all of our great coverage from the road. So this week, you know, as of right now, everything's looking all good and well. But the Avs are slated to play the Ottawa Senators November 22nd, which would be a week from today, next Monday. And again, Ottawa, right now their games are suspended through November 20th.
Yep. Their next three games are postponed, and the Avs are the fourth game on their schedule. So they're either first game back, or if the postponements get extended, then the Avs game is in jeopardy. Right now the Avs game is on that, right on that edge.
Yep. So they would be the first one coming back. And just for people that are, you know, confused, this isn't something where they would push the schedule back. They would play the schedule as it's currently constructed and then add those games onto the back, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I say onto the back,
like,
I mean,
maybe, yeah. The problem is that the Avs have used up most of their 3-day breaks already in the last couple of weeks. Where they would be, yeah. Where they would have easily been able to slot a game in, you know, right. We'll see. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully the Sens get healthy and all their guys are okay and everybody's all right. And Monday's game goes on as planned.
Yeah, no, it's obviously not a good thing when you see something like this happening. Cause one, that means that guys are getting sick.
10 guys on their list.
Yeah.
Like, and that's organizations have a lot of people in them and
a lot of
they don't put the other people on there. So,
right.
You know, like there's,
what was it for Vancouver last year? It was like 23 total team.
Yeah. It was members. A ton, man. It was their whole, I mean, it ran rampant through that organization.
Yeah. And, but you are encouraged this year because this is the first one we've seen where I feel like we came out of the gates last year and you saw a bunch of these right away. I believe the NHL is down to one unvaccinated player. If my memory serves me right. So you've got the vaccine there. So that is why I do have some faith, that you won't have to see any type of postponements or anything like that beyond hopefully these three games, get the guys away from the rink, and hopefully get it, you know, under control, and then you can just kind of roll forward, and then Ottawa's got three games to make up, which, to your point, they haven't used up a bunch of three-day breaks, so I'm sure the NHL would be able to find some days in there where they can make it work. How are you feeling about this whole situation, the way the NHL is going about COVID protocol and stuff this year?
Those are two different questions.
All right, well, listen,
I think the COVID protocols throughout the entire league are total fucking nonsense. They're completely made up. Nobody knows what they're doing. They change it. One of the reasons why we're traveling, and keep in mind, like, the pandemic isn't over. COVID cases are on the rise again. And one of the reasons that you and I are going to be getting out onto the road is because we have better access to the team in other cities.
Right.
None of this makes sense to me. So I don't know. The 10 guys on a COVID list for one team, dude, postpone your games. Like, yes.
Yeah.
In terms of that, I'm all for that. It makes total sense. I understand. The rest of the stuff, dude, I don't want to come across like I'm some sort of a skeptic or anything. I believe in the vaccine, buying into the science.
So
very carefully watch where I go and do what I do and make my decisions about all that stuff. So I don't want this to be like AJ thinks the pandemic is over or whatever. Right. I just think that the regulations and the protocols and everything that nobody knows what the fuck is going on.
Dude,
it's totally random. It changes all the time. It depends on which city you're in. It makes no sense. There just seems to be invisible lines that we are just drawing where it's like, oh, well, this is okay and that's okay. That's not okay. And now this is fine. And that's, and for me, it just feels like there are some easy ways to do this. You society walks as fast as its slowest members.
Yep.
If people don't want to participate and they don't want to get a vaccine, they don't want to do what's good for everybody, for those around them, then you remove them from society. Then you kick them out. You don't let them continue to get to do shit. It's just my personal opinion on it, and I just think none of it makes sense to me, man. None of this makes sense to me.
So to echo that exact sentiment, that has been one of my frustrations this entire time. And honestly, it's what gives validity to some of these, you know, some arguments that really don't make a ton of sense or go along with what a lot of, you know, again, not to get too in the weeds here, but it's just it's hard to find consistency in protocols, and it's what makes all of this so frustrating and so confusing. And part of the reason why, in my opinion, we're still in this situation is because every time you turn the corner, there's a different rule to follow.
Yeah,
and half the time those rules go in conjunction with the last rule. Half the time they go against what the last rule said, and it's just a mess.
I don't know. I don't know what's up or down anymore. I don't know where to go and what the rules are when I go different places, or why the rules are what they are in those different places. I have no idea. So it doesn't make any sense to me. And you're welcome to think that how I feel about this is an awful take. There's a pretty good chance that I think that you're a moron. So fair is fair, right?
And yeah, so it's good to see the NHL.
I don't know how to, as this pertains to hockey and all of this, dude, I don't know.
Well, and that's what I was just about to say. Was like,
in this field, so how I feel, right, how I feel about this is just doesn't really matter. It's irrelevant.
For sure.
Like,
and that's where it is nice. It's nice to see that the NHL, to what you said a minute ago, AJ, you've got 10 guys that cropped up on your COVID protocol list in just a couple of days. Yes, postpone those games, because that is something that is consistent with what they have said that they want to do, and having people get the vaccines up. Okay, cool. Hey, we're going to get the grasp of this, and then we're going to get back going again. You like to see them doing that. You hope that with the vaccines and them taking some time away from the rink, that they are able to get right back on track, and it ends up being a tiny little speed bump, you know, and a blip in the radar of this overall NHL season. We'll have to kind of wait and see. And again, the reason that we're even talking about this on the show, this has a potential impact on the Colorado Avalanche 1 week from today. What happens with Ottawa, if they have any additional games postponed, it will begin to impact the Colorado Avalanche. So it's just something to keep an eye on as we go throughout the rest of this week. AJ, final thoughts on anything we talked about here today? Logan O'Connor, top line injuries, Nicholas Obey-Kubel, Ottawa Senators, anything at all?
I'm excited to see the new guy, man. I want to see, yeah. He's an intriguing player. He really is. When a team claims a random fourth line guy from another team, you never know how it's going to go. Right. The Avs have actually done really well with waiver claims in recent years. But you keep in mind, there's the occasional Marco Dano floating out there where you're like, oh God, I forgot that happened.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't work well. You know, there's the right. those are also in Colorado's recent history.
Right.
So
right.
We'll see, man. I'm excited to see it. I'm really curious if the Avs roll into Vancouver and they smoke the Canucks. If that's it for Travis Green, like, he's got to be on the verge. Also, does Jim Benning get to fire the head coach? Like, Benning has been there for a while now, and it's like, Benning is the guy who built all of this and the one who spent draft picks and maxed out their cap and did everything that they could for here, like, to get them into the position that they're in. Do you let him make that decision? Like, firing the coach is one thing, but you definitely don't let him hire another one, right? Like, you let him bring in an interim, but you don't let him actually give another coach a contract, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I was talking to a member of Vancouver media at the game last week, and he was saying, he goes, yeah, being around this team, not only is the coach lost him, he goes, they have lost complete faith in this front office. He doesn't, the individual I was talking to doesn't think that the players have any faith in the direction that the team is going. So yeah, I don't know if you're going to let Benning fire Travis Green, fine, but how far behind is Benning?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's where, this is where ownership needs to just be like,
yeah,
sorry, bud. We've given you 5 years, 6 years, something like that to do it.
They've given up 7 goals twice in their last 3 games and then 5 in the other one.
Yeah, I mean, poor Thatcher Demko.
Dude.
Like he was their best player already. And then it was like watching Darcy Kemper in the Colorado-Arizona playoff series.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the dam just broke. Where it was like, yeah, he just can't continue every single night to carry these guys. The right. dam broke and it was just it's just a problem. So
yeah.
Cool. No doubt ownership is certain. Ownership is always part of the issue when a franchise has that level of problem. So I will last thought before we get out of here. I do think it's interesting. We were talking about Jared Bednar kind of being on the hot seat and how different a week.
Seriously.
One week. Make things look, because we were talking about a week ago, we were like, if this continues, you have to start having the conversation. I mean, if the Canucks go out and they win every game this week, I don't know how many they play, but if they go out and say they win, I'm assuming 2 or 3, they win every game this week, does it drastically ease the pressure, or is it just like, you know, like I just think the contrast is interesting to see between, like, you don't want to fire Jared Bednar, but you have a really, really good team with really high expectations and a slow start that felt apocalyptic. And then you see the Canucks come into town and you're like, that's what the apocalypse actually looks like.
Right. And because that's a team that's still like trying to climb and be on the rise, and the fact that climb seems not only stunted, but now going the other direction.
Yeah.
Even if Vancouver were to go out and rattle off 2-3 wins, I think that alleviates some pressure from Travis Green, but I think that seat stays pretty hot for the rest of this year. But we're going to get out of here. We will have much more conversation on the Vancouver Canucks, as that is the Avs' next opponent. On Wednesday. So keep an eye on thednvr.com. Make sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can stay up to speed on when all of these are going live. Big shout out to our boy Yahir for helping us put together another show, helping us sound good, look great. AJ, I will talk to you later. AJ Hafley, Jesse Montano, DNVR Avalanche Podcast, brought to you by DraftKings. We will talk to you guys later.